Title: Build Up Mute Automation for Jungle Beginner Ableton Lesson. Alright, let's build some real jungle tension using one of the simplest, most effective tricks in drum and bass. Mute automation. This is that pull the floor out from under the listener move. The beat's rolling, everything feels locked in, and then suddenly key pieces disappear for a moment. When they come back on the drop, it hits way harder without you turning anything up. In this lesson, we're building a 16-bar jungle-style build-up into a drop, using clean, copyable mute-style automation in Ableton Live. We'll do micro-cuts on the break, bass dropouts, a reverb throw into silence, and a quick pre-drop fake-out, where almost everything disappears except one little cue hit. Before we touch automation, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic jungle zone, around 170 to 176 BPM. Then create four tracks. First track, drums, break. Put your amen break, or any chopped breakbeat loop, here. Second, drums, tops, hi-hats, shakers, rides, anything that gives movement in the highs. Third, bass, a reese, a sub, whatever you've got. Fourth, effects or atmos, noise risers, impacts, little textures. And do yourself a favor, name and color code the tracks right now. Automation gets messy fast, and this one habit makes you way faster. Now, a quick concept that'll make all this make sense. In jungle and DNB, mutes aren't random. You usually mute an anchor. The anchors are the break spine, the sub, or the high end. When you remove one of those, the track instantly feels like it lost stability. That's the whole point. Subtract power to build tension, then restore power at the drop. Also, little coach note, mute automation is really contrast automation. If your mix is already just full blast all the time, the mute won't feel dramatic. So do a 30-second balance check. Let your break sit slightly under the tops. That way, removing the break changes the groove, not just the volume. Make the sub strong but controlled, so when it drops out, it feels like the room lost weight. And keep FX low. You want them subtle enough that they can carry silence without sounding like you switched to a whole new section. Now, the big Ableton tip: don't automate the track's mute button. Technically you can, but it can get weird when you duplicate sections or change routing. Instead, use mute-like methods that are predictable. The best beginner method is utility. Go to your drums, break track, add utility. Then we'll automate utility gain down to silence when we want to cut. When you need a hard mute, pull it down to negative infinity. If you want something a little smoother and more groove-friendly, try a near mute, like -12 to -24 dB for a super short moment. That's a big deal in jungle, because you can create a dip without the track feeling like it accidentally glitched out. You can also automate the utility device on and off for hard cuts. That's clean and it's easy to copy. There's a second option too, especially if you want that rhythmic machine gun chopping energy without manually drawing a ton of mutes. Auto pan after utility. Set amount to 100%, phase to 0 degrees, and use a square wave shape. Set the rate to something like 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Now auto pan becomes a gate, and instead of drawing every little mute, you automate the amount from 0% up to 100% during the build. Super effective for the last bar stutter. But for today, we're mainly using utility, so everything stays simple and beginner-friendly. Now let's lay out the actual 16-bar build. We'll pretend the drop hits at bar 33. If your project is arranged differently, no worries. The idea is what matters. We're going to treat the build as an energy curve, small dips first, then bigger gaps, then a staged vacuum right before the drop. Phase 1, bars 17 through 25. Table roll, start subtracting. Let your drums and bass play normally so the listener feels safe. Then add one tiny dropout toward the end of that phrase. Near the end of bar 24, cut the break for a really short moment, something like an eighth note or a quarter note. In Ableton terms, it might land around the last quarter note before bar 25. Use utility gain. Pull it down fast, then bring it right back. When you play it back, the goal is a subtle catch. Like the beat blinked, it makes the next phrase feel like it arrived with intent. And here's a pro feeling tweak. Try a near mute instead of full silence for that first dip. -12 dB, quick dip, back up. It keeps the groove continuous but still creates tension. Phase 2, bars 25 through 29. Bigger gaps equal bigger tension. Now we start messing with the bass, because nothing screams drop incoming like the sub disappearing. Add utility on your bass track if you haven't already. Then automate a one-beat mute every two bars. For example, at the start of bar 26, kill the bass for one beat. Then bring it back. At the start of bar 28, do it again. While you do this, Keep the tops running, that's important. If you mute bass and you mute all the drums, you can collapse the energy too early. Tops are your safety net. They keep motion so the build still feels like it's moving forward. Phase 3. Bars 29 through 31. Half bar pullouts. This is where we do a more dramatic moment on the break. Pick a spot where you remove the break for half a bar. A classic placement is late in bar 30, into the start of bar 31. The listener suddenly loses the main rhythm, and it feels like the track is leaning over a cliff. But here's the trick. Silence feels intentional when you leave a ghost. So we'll do a reverb throw. Create a return track with reverb on it. On that reverb, start with a decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. High cut it somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz so it's not painfully bright. Low cut it around 200 to 400 hz so it's not muddy. Now, right at the start of the break mute, choose one hit to throw into that reverb. Usually a snare is perfect. You automate the send amount up just for that snare moment, then back down immediately. So the dry drums disappear, but the reverb tail hangs in the air like a shadow. This audio version is shortened for playback.